The proposed resolution drew a crowd of around 100 people. They filled the Urbana City Council chamber last night, overflowing into the City Hall front lobby. Most came to oppose the war they feared the Bush administration might soon launch against Iraq. But a few wanted the council members to know they felt a war was necessary. Brenda Kamen told council members she was a Gulf War veteran.
I think it's a kick in the face for you to show our service members, active duty or reserves, that you do not support this war, to come back here and know that the city of Urbana did not support their efforts to protect our freedom, our ability to keep terrorists away from our country.
However, Kamen was one of just two people who spoke to the council against the anti-war resolution. Nearly 30 others spoke in favor of it. They included Russell Rabicki, who told Urbana council members they needed to speak out against the war because national leaders weren't listening.
I don't think George Bush is going to hold a nationwide vote on this war and to let us actually in a democratic way choose whether or not we want to do this. Since he's not going to do this, we need to use every method we can to let him know what we feel.
Rabicki addressed a central question in the debate on the resolution, whether a city council had any business voting on an issue of national concern. Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth says she was a reluctant sponsor of the anti-war resolution because she respected other council members who didn't believe local governments should debate such issues. But she says she decided to step forward after the Chicago City Council overwhelmingly passed their anti-war resolution. Chenoweth says their arguments convinced her that war against Iraq would use up federal dollars that would be better spent on domestic problems.
We are told over and over again, when we have housing crises, when we have social service crises, there's no money, there's no money. And yet, out of nowhere, somehow, there's $100 billion to spend on a war.
Mayor Todd Satterthwaite said cities have too much to do already without considering national issues, but he said he personally agreed with the resolution and ended up supporting it. Alderman Milton Otto framed the situation by imagining if he lived in nearby Mahomet, a more conservative town where he thought a resolution in support of the war was more likely to pass. As a Mennonite, opposed to all wars, Otto said he would wonder why his elected officials were considering the matter.
I would say, where's my voice? Who are you? You're elected to go vote on streets and sewers, and you're trying to put my hometown as, you know, on record as supporting or opposing this issue.
Otto said he would be joining anti-war demonstrators who have been holding weekend pickets in neighboring Champaign. But he cast the only vote against the anti-war resolution last night. Last night's vote was a preliminary one. Urbana Council members will take their final vote on the anti-war resolution next Monday night. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.